saying his office has received complaints about Delta's customer service and warning that the carrier must provide prompt refunds and adequate assistance. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Humanities Kansas, presenting the traveling exhibit Sorting Out Race at the Johnson County Community College, featuring thrift store objects depicting race and ethnicity through July 28th. Information at humanitieskansas.org. Wanted something a little bit different and a lot of fun to bring you at the start of this noon hour, and we found that help thanks to the help of one Generoso Graziano. At least that was his name at the time of his birth in Massachusetts in 1915. He was later just known as Jerry Gray, a violinist, arranger, and composer, and leader of big band orchestras. And there was one of his big band tunes called String of Pearls, as played by the Boston Pops Orchestra, led by John Williams, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. And in this noon hour, we'll have a little bit more American music when we hear a suite written by Mark O'Connor, originally for a children's documentary about that famous figure who introduced the apple trees to Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois, a fellow by the name of John Chapman, who you might better know as Johnny Appleseed, a suite about his life and times, a bit later with the Colorado Symphony, along with Spanish pieces for violin and piano, viola and piano in this instance, by Manuel de Falla. Right now we continue with the National Orchestra of the National Opera of Paris and conductor Lauren Mazel to hear some more music that is also a lot of fun, even though it's simply one repeated musical phrase. It's Ravel's Bolero for you next on KPR. Yes, it's Ravel's Bolero, as played by the National Opera of Paris, led by Lauren Mazel, on Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:25, and still to come, the Colorado Symphony Orchestra and something composed by Mark O'Connor for a child's documentary about the life and times of Johnny Appleseed, the Johnny Appleseed Suite. That's in about 13 minutes from now. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo and Love Your Zoo Giving Day next Wednesday. The Topeka Zoo is committed to wildlife conservation from tiny toads to big cats. Details at topekazoo.org and Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. A little Spanish chamber music in our next offering is from Spanish composer Manuel de Falla, and something that he wrote while staying in Paris in the year of 1914. In Paris, there was always a craze for Spanish-style music, and he created that for viola and piano with a series of dances based on Andalusian and Catalan folk tunes. They formed up his Suite Populaire Espagnole, which we'll hear in this instance played on viola and piano by Karen Dreyfus and Robert MacDonald, here on KPR. Known as the Suite Populaire Espagnole by Manuel de Falla, music written for violin and piano in 1914, played in this instance on viola and piano by Karen Dreyfus and pianist Robin MacDonald, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:40, 20 minutes until the top of the hour, and news from NPR. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could join us here on a Monday afternoon. Here at the KU campus at the moment, 81 degrees, today's high around 83 with mostly sunny skies, partly cloudy this evening, lows in the mid-60s, and very much the same for tomorrow, nice and sunny day with highs in the mid-80s. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing Up, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people in pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at AfterTheHarvestKC.org. Next on KPR, we have music of Mark O'Connor, an American fiddler and composer and someone quite adept at bringing expensive orchestral works based on Americana and folk and roots music. What we'll hear is something that he came up with in the mid-90s for a children's documentary all about the life and times of one John Chapman, who you might know better as Johnny Appleseed, that pioneer nurseryman who introduced the apple trees to Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, and elsewhere. Maren Alsop and the Colorado Symphony will perform his 1994 version of that documentary's music next on Kansas Public Radio. A suite derived from a mid-1990s children's documentary about the life and times of Johnny Appleseed, the Johnny Appleseed Suite by Mark O'Connor, in a recording of the Colorado Symphony conducted by Maren Alsop on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 1 p.m. and about ready for NPR News, followed by the next hour of classical music, where, among other things, we have Schubert's Third Symphony. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. Support for news on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Music by Isaac Albéniz. We listened to a dance called Eritana, one of many dances that comprise the entirety of Iberia, Albéniz's Spanish epic, played by the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, led by Jesús López Cobos, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's your place for NPR news, as well as classical music, and of the latter we have Schubert's Third Symphony a little bit later for you. In this 1 o'clock hour, the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra has that performance, along with a little bit of evocative music for cello and piano, by Camille Saint-Saëns, all just ahead of us. We have something for you next from a prolific English composer born in the late 19th century in 1879, lived mainly in the 20th century, music from Cyril Scott, and we'll hear three dances for orchestra next, put on for us by the South African Broadcasting Corporation National Symphony, led by Peter Marchbank, here on Kansas Public Radio. Three dances for orchestra by English composer Cyril Scott, played by the South African Broadcasting Corporation National Symphony, conducted by Peter Marchbank, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 1:30, and awaiting us in the second half of the hour, in just a few short minutes, the BBC Scottish Symphony with more symphonic music, specifically the Third Symphony by Schubert, still to come this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Stoneback Appliance, 9th and Iowa and Lawrence, locally owned and operated, with over 50 years of sales and repairs. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com. At the KU campus, it's 81 degrees, high of 83 for today, sunny skies. Lows in the mid-60s for tonight, and much the same story for tomorrow, highs around 86, sunny skies, and for Tuesday night, a low of 67. It should warm up to near 90 by Wednesday. A little music next for cello and piano. There's almost no one in the world of music who had a better run than French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, who had a career over 80 years long beginning in the early 19th century. What we'll listen to is from relatively late in his days and some music inspired by his love of ancient Greek verse. From 1892, we'll hear the Chant Saphique for cello and piano, played by Stephen Isserles, along with pianist Pascal Desvoyans, here on KPR. With cellist Stephen Isserles and joined on piano by Pascal Desvoyans, music by Camille Saint-Saëns, the Chant Saphique, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1:36 at the top of the hour, news from NPR. Classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. Before we reach 3 o'clock, some highlights of what we have coming up a little later on down the line are a marvelous modern work for viola and orchestra called The Bridge of Light, written by Keith Jarrett. That'll be heard between 2 and 3 p.m. Later on tonight, classical music continues. Destiny is your host at 7 p.m. And a question for you. Would you like to feel as free as a bird that can polka? Well, you can if you tune in to Destiny's program tonight at 7, and some other fiery bird dances, too, plus a little play in the water and a ball game of bagatelles by Antonin Dvorak. Destiny is your host for classical music tonight from 7 to 8, then from 8 to 9, Classics Live, here on KPR. Another quick question for you. Do you happen to have an old car that's starting to feel like you're setting money on fire? If so, the vehicle donation program from KPR can help extinguish that flame. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org, and you can help support KPR. On now to the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra to hear music by Franz Schubert, written in the year of 1815, just a few months after his 18th birthday. We'll hear Symphony No. 3 in D, next on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Symphony No. 3 by Franz Schubert from 1815. That performance given by the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's almost 2 o'clock, about time for NPR News with an update of headlines. With more music to follow, we've got the Fairfield Orchestra and a beautiful modern classic for viola and orchestra called Bridge of Light by Keith Jarrett, plus the music of Handel and Georges Bizet. Much more still to come as classical music continues here on a Monday afternoon. Sunny skies, temperatures in the low 80s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. You're listening to KPR.
From the inner work days for conversations and stories that go deeper than sound bites, on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is 5 to 9 a.m. every weekday here at Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from the Dubika Zoo and Love Your Zoo Giving Day, Wednesday. The Dubika Zoo is committed to wildlife conservation, from tiny toads to big cats. Details at dubikazoo.org. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Provide security here to them.
Haitians had been waiting for more than a year to start their patrols with Haiti's National Police. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
U.S. stocks trading higher. The NASDAQ is up 1.6%. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. A little arrangement from English composer Haydn Wood of the 20th century, writing in a much earlier style, an 18th century scherzo. That piece is called, and we heard it played by the Royal Ballet Symphonia of Birmingham, led by David Lloyd Jones, on Kansas Public Radio. It's your place for NPR News, as well as classical music, and I'm Jeff Watson with a little bit of the latter to share before All Things Considered rolls around at 3. That's going to include some music for recorder in a sonata by George Friedrich Handel, and then we've got the Orchestra of Bastille with a beautiful suite from one of the operas of Georges Bizet, the second from L'Arlésienne, all just ahead of us. What we have for you next is a relatively recent bit of classical music, something composed by Keith Jarrett, one of the great American pianist, arrangers, and composers, born in 1945, and a man who has worked with everybody from Art Blakey to Miles Davis. No stranger to the worlds of jazz, jazz fusion, gospel, blues, as well as ethnic folk music, and, of course, classical music. What we'll listen to was written in 1993, commissioned by the violist Patricia McCarty, who we will hear in this recording, along with the Fairfield Orchestra led by Thomas Crawford. They call this the Bridge of Light for viola and orchestra. I hope you enjoy it here on Kansas Public Radio. That music written back in 1993 by Keith Jarrett. The Bridge of Light for Viola and Orchestra. Keith Jarrett writing to give the viola players of the world a little something else in the repertoire. That was written for the violist Patricia McCarty, who we heard in that recording with the Fairfield Orchestra, conducted by Thomas Crawford, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 2:30, and coming up in just a few short minutes, the Orchestra of the Bastille, with the second of two orchestral suites derived from the opera L'Arlésienne, or The Girl from Arles, by Georges Bizet, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City Jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. Not much change in the updated forecast. It's 84 degrees here on the KU campus, and that's about as warm as it'll get today. Mostly sunny skies for tonight. It'll become partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. We do now have a slight chance of showers for tomorrow morning, 20% chance of rain. Otherwise, a sunny day with highs in the upper 80s, and by Wednesday it should be about 92. We'll hear more from Keith Jarrett, not as a composer, but this time a performer on the harpsichord alongside Mikhaila Petri, in the 11th Recorder Sonata in F Major, music by George Friedrich Handel, next on KPR. Sonata for Recorder, number 11. In F Major, music by Jared Friedrich Handel, played by Mikhaila Petri, joined on harpsichord by Keith Jarrett, here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:38, a little over 20 minutes until 3 o'clock, and all things considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, music continues. At 7 p.m., Destiny is your host for an hour of classical music, and if you've ever wanted to feel as free as a bird that can do the polka, well, you can when you tune into Destiny's Hour tonight and enjoy some other fiery bird dances as well, plus a little play in the water and a ball game of bagatelles by Antonin Dvorak. We'll have those and other wonders when Destiny hosts classical music tonight at 7 and then Classics Live from 8 to 9. Tonight in northeast and east-central Kansas, we should have temperatures in the mid-60s, partly cloudy skies. Looks like a slight chance of showers for tomorrow morning and afternoon. Otherwise, a sunny day with temperatures in the upper 80s. Did you know that you have the power to make a lasting and positive influence in your community through planned giving? If KPR has been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Next on KPR, we have music by French composer Georges Bizet, and one of two orchestral suites that were derived from a suite of music for a play called L'Arlésienne, or The Girl from Arles, a short opera by Bizet telling the story of a young man with a passion for a girl he has never even met. We'll hear L'Arlésienne Suite No. 2 with the Orchestra of the Bastille, led by Myung-Won Chung, on KPR. Suite number 2 from L'Arlésienne, The Girl from Arles, music by Georges Bizet, played by the Orchestra of the Bastille, under conductor Myung-Won Chung, on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it's just about 3 o'clock, and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News, followed by classical music with Destiny, Your host at 7 p.m. tonight, then from 8 to 9, Classics Live. All just ahead tonight on Kansas Public Radio. We're live. We're local. KPRA is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. You can listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 3 o'clock.